And joining me today, again in studio, is Troy Bailey. Troy is a registered dietitian for Star Valley Health. Troy, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you coming in today. Troy walked into the studio earlier on as Dal and I were talking about some weird stuff. And so thanks for being patient and putting up with us this morning. Troy, registered dietitian. All right, tell us, how does one become a registered dietitian, and what does that mean? What do you do?
Oh, I get to do a little bit of everything. In terms of how I became a registered dietitian, you know, it takes a good education. I went to Utah State, got my undergraduate degree and my master's degree there as well. We had to complete a 1,200-hour internship, and I got to have a lot of great internship experiences. I remember being at the Hunter Cancer Institute, doing all sorts of tube feedings and TPNs there. Probably my favorite rotation that I got to do was actually at the endocrinology clinic, the pediatric endocrinology clinic in Salt Lake, and getting to work with a lot of our type 1 diabetics, juvenile diabetics there really kind of gave me a passion for diabetes overall, which has kind of been great because that's what I've made a lot of the rest of my career in here at Star Valley, working as the diabetes education specialist here and the registered dietitian overall. As the registered dietitian, I get to do a little bit of everything here. I get to do stuff on the inpatient side. I get to do stuff on the outpatient side. I get to spend time in the care center. And so I get a real broad variety of experiences here as the dietitian at Star Valley Health.
Very cool. So as part of that, as you mentioned, kind of your specialty is in the diabetes. You're a certified diabetes educator. And tell us some of the history of becoming that. It's an accredited thing, and more about being certified for this.
You know, when I first got here, just as a registered dietitian, we recognized just a growing need for diabetes care and education here in the Valley. And so we put together our diabetes education program. We got that accredited. And then shortly after that, I did decide to pursue my credential as a certified diabetes care and education specialist. So our diabetes education program, we're going into our fifth year of accreditation with that. And I've been a certified diabetes educator for about 3 years now.
Very cool. You mentioned it's a growing concern. Give us some of the numbers and stats on both locally and nationally on diabetes.
So from a national standpoint, we find that about 1 in 10 adults over the age of 18 have diabetes. And for those over the age of 65, we find that about 1 out of 3, so 1 in every 3 of our senior citizens has diabetes. So odds are you have a family member, a friend, a neighbor, someone that you know, you love, you care about has diabetes. Medically speaking, we find that diabetes is the number one cause of blindness, amputations, and kidney disease in the United States. And that for those over the age of 50s with diabetes, research shows that they're going to live on average 6 years less than those without diabetes, something we're really sad to hear. From a financial standpoint, the burden of diabetes in Wyoming is we find that residents with diabetes in Wyoming end up spending 250% more on healthcare than those without diabetes. Nationally speaking, about 25% of all healthcare dollars are spent treating people with diabetes and its associated complications. And in the state of Wyoming, the price tag for that ends up being about $424 million annually.
Wow, that's amazing. Troy Bailey in studio, registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator with Star Valley Health in studio this morning. So with this becoming a growing concern, what is something that people with diabetes, what can they do about it? What are some of the options?
You know, great question there. Probably the first thing I recommend is just meeting with your doctor annually. We find that about 25% of people that have diabetes in the state of Wyoming are actually undiagnosed, meaning that they have diabetes and they just don't know it. But if you're going into your doctor regularly, you're getting your annual health fair labs, things like that, you're going to be staying on top of it. You know, when you're meeting with your doctor annually and staying on top of your health, you're actually going to have a better chance of preventing or delaying the onset of diabetes. And if you do happen to get diagnosed, we're going to catch it as early as possible, which is going to give you your best chance at preventing the chronic complications that can come with having a diagnosis of diabetes.
You know, one thing I've learned recently through a friend of mine, actually, is there's so many different ways that someone can have diabetes. And it's not just lifestyle and eating and that kind of thing. I have a friend that got it from medication, actually, that didn't work the way it was supposed to. And it's crazy that kind of stuff can happen, and you can be fine, and then next thing you know, you're a diabetic.
You know, it really does surprise some people. It's interesting when I meet with patients, it's like it generally comes in one of two ways. Either A, They've known it was coming on for years. They saw the pre-diabetes. They saw their A1C just get a little bit higher and a little bit higher. And so when they come into my office, they're like, yep, I'm here. I finally meet that threshold. I'm here to find out what I need to do about it. Other people, it does. It just kind of tends to hit them out of the blue. They had no idea they had were a diabetic. You know, they didn't have a family history of diabetes. And it really is a little bit more of a surprise for them. And when you have that kind of shock factor, you know, coming in and meeting with a diabetes educator gives you someone to just be a resource to you, a listening ear, someone that can help kind of walk you through what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, and what to really do about it.
So at what point does someone, or do you recommend someone actually come in and seek out some education with diabetes?
So the American Diabetes Association, they've coined what they call the four critical times to go in and meet with a diabetes educator. So the first, obviously, is at diagnosis. And this is a real good opportunity to go in up front, get a lot of great education, learn what you need to do to set yourself up for success, learn what those healthy habits are to really, you know, manage your blood sugars for the long run. And so diagnosis is the first key critical time that they talk about. The second is annually, or when you're just not meeting your treatment goals. And what we find is that when you go in and meet with a diabetes educator annually, it's a good opportunity to just kind of review those key critical things. You know, what do I need to be aware of to stay out of the ER? What do I need to do to make sure that my blood sugars are in goal? What are some of the things I need to be aware of from a mental health standpoint to avoid diabetes burnout? Things like that. Another thing is when complicating factors occur. You know, maybe we've had diabetes for a few years, we've been managing it great, and then, oh, we've got, you know, a new diagnosis of kidney disease, or we have a heart attack or a stroke or something else in our health pops up, you know, that can be a complicating factor. So what can we do about those things? And then the last recommended time is when there's a transition in life. You know, maybe we've moved to a new location. Maybe we've changed providers. Maybe there's just, you know, something going on with our aging or something else that, you know, it's just a good opportunity to go in, recognize who your diabetes care team is and what they can do to help you.
Troy Bailey, registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator, in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. So, Troy, we have your diabetes classes coming up. Tell us about these.
So our diabetes class, this is a great class that we've put together. It's taught by myself as a certified diabetes educator, Demetria Parsons, who's one of our pharmacists over at the hospital, tag teams that with me. And this is an 8-week class that is really a great opportunity to go in and get a thorough diabetes education. And in this class, we talk about everything. I mean, we don't just talk about, you know, healthy eating and exercise, but we talk about all the different medications that people with diabetes may be on. Maybe it's for their diabetes, maybe it's for their blood pressure, maybe it's for their cholesterol levels. You know, our pharmacist does a phenomenal job going through all the recommendations of those things. We talk about, you know, healthy coping. How do we deal with the stress, the anxiety, the burnout that comes with managing a chronic disease over time? You know, we talk about monitoring our blood sugars and the things we have in our power to really reduce our risk for all those complicating factors of diabetes that can occur over time.
And Troy, I'm assuming that you see results. When people say, should I take this or should I not take this? I'm sure you see that people that take this class are better off.
They're definitely better off. What we find is that people that take this class have an average A1C reduction of about 1.7 is what we found. And to kind of put that in perspective for you, Duke, an oral medication for diabetes only statistically reduces our A1C by about 0.5 to maybe 1.5%. And so for people that take this class to have an average reduction of 1.7 is huge.
Troy, of course, the logistics, how do people get registered, get involved, and that kind of stuff?
So the best way to register for this class actually is to just give me a call over at the hospital. My number is 885-5932. Or shoot me an email at tbailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, at starvalleyhealth.org. Or if you go onto our website and look for the diabetes education piece of our website at starvalleyhealth.org, there's a registration link there as well.
That's Troy Bailey again, registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator with Star Valley Health. And the course is coming up starting January 18th. Troy, anything we missed?
No, I think it's just starting January 18th. We teach it Thursday nights at 5:30, and we're excited to start that. It's been a great course here in Afton, and we're excited to bring it back here to Afton again at the first of the year.
Again, you can register by calling Troy at 885-5932. 3-2. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network.